Newbie Riders Pegging Paradise podcast number 111 on September 4th, 2015. So this is the beginning of Labor Day weekend here in the United States, and I wanted to say a little bit something about that, so I looked it up and researched it to make sure I knew exactly what Labor Day was all about, because I don't want to mislead you here on Pegging Paradise podcasts about lube, about asses, about putting things in asses, much less about Labor Day, right? So in my research, what I discovered was actually that Canada has the same Labor Day that we do. So they are also getting ready to celebrate Labor Day weekend, which is awesome. So right on, Canada. And it does actually say that in other countries, May 1st is the day that people celebrate it. So they got to do theirs a long time ago. I did not research to find out which countries do it on May 1st. But it does seem to be that everyone who has a Labor Day defines it more or less as a public holiday or day of festivities held in honor of working people. And I'm sure you could get much deeper in the topic than that, but for that's good enough for today, because you didn't tune in to hear about Labor Day. I do hope you have a great one, however. So here we are on podcast 111, once again attempting to change the world one ass at a time, right? So let's dive in. Here's my first message. Hey Ruby, hope things are well. I replied to one of your posts, but my phone sucks. So I hope you get this. Okay, so here is my situation. I was with a girl who loved to peg me. We had two different dildos and a double, and it was amazing. She would even text me out of the blue right after we broke up and say how she wanted to fuck my ass and how much she missed it. We had the Kong, the realistic dildo, and I loved it. Probably too much information, but I figured if anyone asked about a certain one to use, that's a great one. It is big, but fantastic. Anyway, I'm with a girl now who has been really open to trying new things. She had me wear thongs and women's G-strings, and I love it. We tried anal, and she liked it, but I was a little too big, and so we had to stop. And she is down to try it again. I will just have to use an extra finger or two before I dive in, haha. But my issue is, I told her I had a dream of her doing me in the ass, and her response was, did you turn gay or something? No, if I wanted to be with a guy, I would have got with our coworker who asked me out before we got together, and I have no want to be with that guy. And that's true, I've tried things with guys and didn't like anything about it except the anal part, and I like it much more with a girl strapped up. So I'm lost on where to go from here. She doesn't know about my past. So please help. Any advice would be amazing. Thank you. The old gay connotation. The tired old gay connotation. Clearly we have a bunch of work to do in this country, in this society, to really do some work on that one so this isn't so common. I never tire of answering this because I know it is so common, and I feel for you guys who hear this response. So, here's the deal. The area of your body that you enjoy having stimulated has no bearing on the gender of the person you prefer to do that stimulating. That's number one. Number two is, not all gay men have anal sex. Only about 35% of them do. So put that assumption to bed. Number three, it's about pleasure, pure and simple, pleasure. I think what your girlfriend needs is some education. What I'm wondering is if she enjoys G-spot stimulation. If she does, it makes it a little bit easier because then you can tell her, okay, you know how much pleasure you get from your G-spot? Well, that's how much pleasure I can get from my prostate. She needs to know that pleasure from prostate stimulation can give men an amazing orgasm and can also help to give them orgasms 10 times more powerful than anything they've ever had. And just because you like anal stimulation, that has absolutely nothing to do with your gender preference. Gay men don't eat pussy, so if you If she accuses you of being gay, you can tell her, look, do I eat your pussy? Okay, so I'm not gay. So then if she accuses you of being bi, give her this information and very clearly and non-defensively and non-angrily say no, not true, not at all interested in guys. I prefer breasts with a strap on, please. It's just that I like anal exploration. So I don't feel like you are totally obligated to tell her about your previous exploration with men, and here's why I say that. It's because there's a double standard here. Women can experiment, and it's seen as nothing more than experimentation. As a matter of fact, I just mentioned this in my last podcast in my interview with Mark. Women can experiment with other women, and guys don't assume that they are flat-out lesbian, not going to be anything ever again, have to be lesbian. In fact, they're curious to hear the stories because all men like woman-on-woman stories. But if a guy sucks one dick or has one guy fuck him in the ass, he's gay forever and there's no going back. And it's really a harsh sentence that is automatically placed on any guy who admits to exploration with other guys. That's changing, thank God. That's changing a lot in the younger generation. But you still run across people who can get very, very judgmental about that, and the gender bias is still there. You mention in your message that you sent me that you realized you really don't want to have anything to do with guys, that you tried that, been there, tried that, and you really, really prefer girls, that basically being penetrated anally was the only part of that you liked. If that is not definitively heterosexual, I don't know what is. So there's that. I'm not sure how to get her to see the light any more quickly. I do suggest that you have patience. The other thing that you might mention is she really enjoyed anal, and so can you, and that you really want to explore this part of your body because it's just one more way to share pleasure with her. One of the ways that you might get her more interested in things is to get a butt plug, and you can get it and pretend like it's for her if you want to, but then one of the times that you guys have sex, you can put it in yourself, and then when you fuck her, you can let her see how intense your orgasm is. You can let her see how it's different for you, and it's more wild and more intense, and hopefully that will intrigue her enough to want to explore it a little bit more. You can certainly send her to my website where there's all kinds of information about, no, he's not gay. In fact, I'll put a couple of the best pieces that I wrote about that exact subject there for you. And also what I'm going to put a link to is that, yes, it does feel really good. I wrote an article about that and I quoted a whole bunch of guys talking about how amazing it felt. And those links might be something you can direct her to if that's something you think she might be open to. It does sound like she's a fairly open-minded person with the whole G-string and thongs and stuff like that. So good luck to you, sir, and please let us know how it turns out. Oh, one more thing before I forget. He mentioned the Kong and said the name of it in case anyone was interested in the dildo that he was absolutely in love with. The Kong is made by Doc Johnson, not a reputable company. The Kong is made out of PVC, not a material you want to be sticking inside your body, so don't go looking for it expecting a quality toy. There's lots of better ones over at Tantus, sold through enticeme.com. Okay, here is my next one. Hi, I just finished listening to your podcast 109. I heard about you through the Houston Pegging Club. I'm one of the many women that attended. I was super excited when the director of it said he was going to create this group, as I've been active in the scene and pegging for, let's just say, a while, haha. For myself, it's always been difficult to find a man interested in this kink who doesn't freak out and have an existential crisis immediately after indulging. To see so many men willing to bear themselves open and not just sit there quietly, but to stand up and actively participate in the meeting was fabulous. I was impressed with the men in attendance and the way they view and handle this particular kink. I, for one, will be at the private party. I can't wait. Oh, and Texans are a lot of things, honey. I was born here, so I know exactly how crazy we can be. One thing I know, though, the kink scene in Houston is diverse and inclusive. We enjoy so many things, and we celebrate it all. I'm not sure this munch would have been as successful anywhere else, but I absolutely encourage others to go out and do whatever it is that gets you there. Thank you, and I look forward to the next podcast. That was a delightful message to get. I loved it. And I know exactly what you mean about the existential crisis. Although I think what I've been running into is the existential crisis before the deed is even done in the contemplation stage, which is why they run away and never talk to me again. Regardless, I am so happy that the Houston Pegging Club went as well as it did. As a matter of fact, I just got a Skype message from the guy who runs this club this morning, and he volunteered to talk with me about it, and I think I might pull him on to the podcast, and we can discuss how he organized it, how it went, because what I really want to do is not only start one where I am, but I want to put this information about what made it so successful out there for the rest of you, wherever you are, to perhaps consider attempting to do the same thing. It could be, like the author of this last message said, that it's all about Houston because it's diverse and inclusive, the kink scene there. So it's possible that it has a lot to do with it just being Houston. But I want the information out there if there's any hints. So I think I'm going to pull him onto the podcast. And you can look forward to that in future podcasts. And I believe he said that their private pegging party was tomorrow night as well. Or maybe it's tonight. I can't remember. It doesn't matter. By the time I talk with him, it will be a done deal. So we could talk about that as well, I'm assuming. And let's see, now that we're on the topic of Texas, this author of this message reminded me that Texans are a lot of things, honey, and she was born there, so she knows how crazy we can be. Let me revisit something. You will recall that in podcast number 109, I did get a letter from a man who was not happy with my characterization of Texans outside of Austin, and I apologized for name-calling. So I'm going to read you the short email I responded with to him, which didn't even do justice all of the thoughts that he put down for me. But frankly, I only have so much time, and this guy gave me so much good information and so many good insights that I just simply did not have the time to share them all with you, number one, but also read them and look into them and click the links myself. Anyhow, this is what I sent to him. Thanks for the reminder. Sometimes I forget to open with love instead of contracting with fear and anger. Name calling isn't pretty. I read this on podcast number 109. I hope you have found another podcast to enjoy. This is what I received back from him. You got me intrigued with your emailed response, so of course I had to download podcast number 109. I listened about halfway through on my way to and from lunch, and I decided to resubscribe. It wasn't a difficult decision to make after hearing what you had to say, and it affirmed my perception of your honesty and integrity. Besides, there is really no substitute for Pegging Paradise. In the podcast world, this niche is yours, and you fill it up with your insights and enthusiasm. And then he goes on to talk about two different links that I'm going to leave for you guys. One is about a man named Jonathan Haidt, spelled H-A-I-D-T. And he did a TED talk on the morals of the mind, I believe. And also Scott Alexander's blog called Slate Star Codex. And there is a particular post he gave me the link to called I Can Tolerate Anything Except the Outgroup. I perused that quickly. I watched the Jonathan Haidt TED talk. And basically, I mean, I could spend a whole podcast on this kind of stuff, but suffice to say that what is intended here is to try and eliminate the divisiveness in the way we look at things, the divisiveness in our speech, the divisiveness in our assumptions, and to come together as a people as opposed to really driving each other's groups apart and alienating each other. What this man who initially dropped my podcast and now is listening to it again, what he said is both of these deal to varying degrees with the meta problems of communication and empathy that are driving our nation's politics to ever greater heights of lunacy. Well, if there's one thing I can absolutely agree on, it is that our nation's politics are going to ever greater heights of lunacy. So I'm with you on that one. But like I say, you, sir, kind sir, sent me so much information that I could spend a whole podcast on it. These are deep thinking concepts, and it would be all too easy to be distracted from my lovely discourse about asses and fucking them. But I'm going to put it out there for everyone else to take a look at, because it's really, really good stuff. So it'll be in my Linkorama, those two links that he mentioned. And thank you, sir, for writing back in, for resubscribing to the podcast. But thank you most of all for calling me out on my name calling. Never a good thing. So I do appreciate that. Thank you again. Okay, here's another letter. Hello, Ruby. I wanted to ask about warming up. I am having trouble finding information on the topic. I have listened to every episode and even bought both volumes of Bend Over Boyfriend, but everyone seems to gloss over this step with start with a finger and use a lot of lube. The best advice I could find is to massage the butt until it feels like your butt wants to take a finger in about a centimeter. But I cannot find any information for after that. What should I be feeling? What signs should I look for in my body to give me before moving to a 1.25-inch diameter toy? Should a toy be sliding in and out almost effortlessly before my significant other straps it on? Would you be willing to do a podcast on this? A podcast on foreplay. I may indeed do a full podcast on this someday, or probably more likely I'll do an educational video that'll stream from my website. And I think that that's why, sir, thank you for your patience. It took me so long to respond to this because I kept looking at it thinking, oh, I should do a whole podcast on this. And you've been waiting too long. I actually told you I was going to put this in podcast number 108, and here we are at 111. So I want to answer it a little more briefly and perhaps not as detailed, but I'm also going to refer you to a couple of places. On my Pegging Paradise website, I've written two articles about that. One is for solo play for men, and the other is for couples. And they're both meant to be sort of warm-up, newbie, anal exploration type of articles. So those I'm going to put the links to in the Linkorama so that you can peruse them and check them out, because they both have a lot of good information. It was a little unclear whether you wanted information for just when you and your significant other are together, or whether you really wanted to check out information regarding solo play as well. So I'm going to talk about both of those. Let's start with the couples. So what you want, kind of the concept that you really want to encourage, is a little bit of teasing. And what I mean by that is you can start off doing foreplay with just a lubricated finger. And before that finger goes in at all, it's really fun to play just around the outside. There are so many lovely nerve endings, pleasure nerve endings, in the anus itself and around the opening. And so you can play around with that tissue there, and that can feel really, really good. Plus, what you're working with here is anticipation. And that is why I mentioned the word teasing, is because if you are in control, it's a little harder when you're doing it on your own, but let's stick to talking about the couple thing. If she is putting her finger and like rolling it around in a circle, if you will, moving it around in a circle right in the opening of your anus, that can feel absolutely delicious. And that can make it a pretty intense anticipation of something going inside. And especially if you've got a little lube on it, always use lube, because that way things slide better. It just feels better. The other thing that you can use if you're into it, not everybody is your tongue. If she is into rimming, that is one of the best ways to do foreplay that I know of. I've been known to say, and I will say it again, there is nothing that encourages your ass to open up better than a warm, wet tongue. So if you're into that, awesome. And you can also use a dental dam in between her tongue and your ass if she doesn't want to put her tongue there because of germ stuff. So that is an additional option as well. So the teasing thing, the anticipation is really a key part of it. You can do all kinds of movements with your finger. You can go around in a circle. You can take your finger and just very lightly drag it down. And when I say drag, that's the wrong word. You can very lightly trail it down the crack of the butt all the way over the asshole and then down to the taint and just keep doing that over and over again. The anticipation is really what cranks up the person who's receiving it and wants them to have something inside their ass. And then when you finally get to the point where you want to put something in there, you have a bunch of choices. You can use a finger, you can use a toy, you can use a tongue. And all of these can do different things. They can be wiggled around a little bit. They can be put in a tiny bit and then pulled out, thereby increasing more anticipation. They can vibrate. When some men absolutely love the vibration part of it, some guys don't really like it at all. They can twist, okay? One really interesting thing to do is to put a finger in so that it's like, okay, let's say the guy is, well, it actually doesn't make any difference which direction he's laying. If you, the woman, stick your finger in, slide it very slowly all the way in, and then turn it 180 degrees and then pull it out. It's the most amazing sensation. I've had guys say, what in the hell did you just do? And I mean that in a good way. I mean, he's going, whoa, that was amazing. Give that one a try. See, you can experiment a little bit. What feels good to the person receiving it? So that's why I can tell you all of these different things. You may try some of them and go, whoa, how could anybody like that? And you could try some and say, whoa, I wish I would have known this, you know, when I very first started doing ass play. Very individual. Experiment. See what you like. And anticipation and teasing. That is what really makes it happen, I believe. Now you ask, what should I be feeling? That is another very individual thing. Some guys feel an incredible amount of pleasure every time that toy or that finger goes over their prostate. Some guys don't feel that so much. Some guys feel it like it's a little bit too intense, like they sort of have to pee. If that feeling of, is there of, I have to pee, sometimes that means there's a little bit too much direct pressure on the prostate itself, and you need to back off on that. But once again, you're experimenting with speed, pressure, direction, vibration or no vibration, fingers or toys, all kinds of things. So it's a discovery thing is what it is. What should you be feeling? You should be feeling no pain. You should be feeling like it's an enjoyable thing for you, or at least a neutral thing. The prostate is sometimes an area of the body that needs to be woken up a little bit. But if you put something in there and play around, you know, 5 or 10 times and nothing ever really thrills you, then it's just not your thing. This happens occasionally with some men. So I can't really tell you what you should be feeling, but usually the guiding thing is, does it feel good? And what would you be doing if, what would you be asking for to make it feel even better? In other words, if she does that thing that I just described of sticking her finger in, doing a 180 with it and pulling it back out, and that rocks your boat to heaven, then you would be wanting more of that. So that's the action, the direction, the stimulation to pursue. Do not go by whether your penis is hard or not, because during anal stimulation, erections can either come and go. They can, your cock can be hard the whole time, or you can not be able to get hard if your life depended on it. So do not worry about that. When you say, what signs should I look for in my body before moving to a bigger toy? Don't judge by erection. That's a very common measurement when you're looking at things sexually with men. Am I having a good time? Am I hard, right? Not in this case. So don't worry about that part. In terms of moving to a bigger toy, let's say you've been playing with a smaller one and you're moving to a bigger one, there's a feeling of wanting something more. There are some men who talk about, okay, I've got this little toy and I'm totally happy with it and it sends me to the moon. Don't need a bigger one. And then there are other men who say, you know what, I just want to try something a little bigger and see how it feels. So if you have that craving, It could be that a bigger toy would give you more intense stimulation. And so if you want to try it out, try it out. Should a toy be sliding in and out almost effortlessly before my significant other straps it on? Ideally, yes. Ideally, that would be totally awesome. Because then, when she gets in position, whatever position you guys choose, and actually starts pegging you, the penetration is not going to be an issue. Her balance, her ability to balance, her ability to penetrate you cleanly and slowly and wait for your ass to open up is not going to be as much of an issue because you've already opened up. And this is a difficult part for women sometimes because we don't have that strength and balance and grace because we weren't born with a cock. So it's not unusual for us to flounder a little bit in the beginning at the penetration part unless it is a position that really allows that to happen very slowly. And let's see, moving from that to you exploring on your own. The difficulty with a man exploring on his own is that it's hard to reach. Your ass is hard to reach, okay? So that is the biggest part that's a little bit hard. So if it's not that easy to reach with your hand and to do fingers, then I would suggest getting a toy that is something that, you know, will allow you that much more extension so it's easier to reach. There's a whole bunch of different toys that you could get. I've talked about the Enjoy Pure Wand a lot. There's also the Eneros Vice, which is a vibrating one. There are even things like dildos that have a handle on the end of them that Tantus sells that are amazing. So all of these are a possibility. And the other thing about solo play is that it's a little bit difficult to increase the anticipation because you're doing it yourself. You know what's going to happen, right? So it's not like, wait until you're backing your ass up against your finger. It doesn't work quite like that. So it is a little bit different with solo play. The guiding thing here for you should be, is it feeling good? Are you enjoying it? That's why sometimes men do end up with vibrating toys, because it's easier to put something against your anus, the outside of it, and let it vibrate and enjoy those feelings. And it is a little bit harder to manage a toy yourself. Okay, so amidst all of this, don't forget about your cock, whether it's solo play or play with your significant other, because combining prostate stimulation and cock play can be really awesome. Some men would prefer not to have their cock played with while they're getting prostate stimulation because they say it's a different kind of pleasure and they just want to focus on the pleasure they're receiving in their ass. Some men find it really hard to keep their hands off their cock and then come immediately as soon as they have something in their ass. And other ones just kind of go back and forth sometimes and enjoy it and have it add to the whole experience. So don't forget your cock is all I'm saying. I would compare it to people advising women who are receiving anal sex to play with their clit. It sort of wakes up the whole area, and it's an area, you know, your clit's a part of you that gets a lot of pleasure, and so then that kind of includes the ass in it, so your cock is something you're used to feeling pleasure with. And so if you jerk off your cock a little bit, play with your ass a little bit, jerk off your cock, or do them at the same time, experiment and see what you like the best. Last but not least, I do want to mention the whole lube part, because you talked about how start with a finger and use a lot of lube are pretty much the only things that people say. You know, the lube part is important. People have asked me, do you think it's important to use lube shooters, which are those little kind of syringe-shaped things that push lube further inside you so that it is easier once your anus is penetrated? Well, the idea of shooting some in there is kind of cool because it will make things a little bit easier. I don't think it's going to be that significant. But unfortunately, shooters are filled with bad kinds of lube, so I don't recommend them. Once a company starts making them and puts really good lube in them, I'll let you know. But until then, don't bother. It's not that important. It is important to use enough lube so that it feels like it's slick, so that it feels like it's sliding easily. And that's what you really want to feel like, is that that toy is sliding in and out of you easily. You don't have to work at it. You don't have to kind of wince, and there should be no pain. Here are a few more ideas. You can lay on your stomach over a couple of pillows or one of those wonderful Liberator cushions and you can relax as much as you possibly can. And she can lay her naked body down over the top of yours and just lay on top of you. And I'm not even talking about touching your ass yet. And she can kiss your neck and rub her breasts against your back and squirm around on top of you. And then she can go down and play with your ass a little bit and get you all excited and get you sort of arching back to have more. And then she can lay back down on top of you again and kiss your neck and talk to you, do some dirty talk in your ear, and then go back and play with your ass a little bit more. See what I mean about the anticipation? About taking things really slowly and gradually until there is nothing that your body wants more than to have something inside your ass. So that is how I wish people did it. Unfortunately, I think what happens is it's turned into kind of a measure thing. And what I mean by that is, okay, take the finger in the lube, exactly like you said, and just start playing around a little bit and see if you can stick your finger in there. And if you can't very easily, then you have to go really slow. And then you just go really slow until you stick the finger in there. And then once you stick a finger in there, you move it around a little bit, and you move it around a little bit. And then you see if you can maybe stick two fingers in there. And it goes all goes really fast because, I mean, this doesn't take that long. Sometimes it takes a while for people to open up. But my point is, you're not spending any nicey-nice time, okay? This is foreplay, people. This is foreplay. You don't want to just see, okay, you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of a guy fucking a woman and sticking the finger down and doing the dipstick test. Except it's not to see if he's wet, because we've got a completely different situation here. The anus is not self-lubricating. You're seeing, okay, does this fit? Can I fuck him? And no, that's not the way it should go. It's really, really not. You need to tease the ass. You need to play with it. You can put your lips against it and you can hum, okay? There's an idea. There's so many different things you can do. Have some fun. If you have, if you have like a length of small chain, whether that's a necklace or some kind of a leash for your pet or something like that, you can have him spread his butt cheeks with his own hands, because there's something about that that's way hot, too. It's sort of like, ooh, she's making me sort of open up so that she can get at me here. And you take that chain and you very, very slowly drag it up the crack of his ass. It feels incredible. So get creative, people. Have some fun with that ass. Don't just do the, oop, one finger, that fits. Oop, two fingers, that fits. Now I get to fuck him. Now, there are going to be times with experienced peggers and peggies where that guy wants it, and he wants it bad, and he doesn't want all that foreplay, and he just wants you to fuck him. Just like there are times like that with women where it's like, honey, don't spend any time, just fuck me now. But when we're talking about the foreplay, take your time, people. Take your time. If you want to, keep an eye on that clock and spend at least 15 minutes down there playing around and having a good time. Maybe even half an hour. There's a lot of different things you can do. And if you run out of things to do, massage his ass for a while. Reach underneath him if you can. Tweak those nipples, you know. There's so much. So, okay. That was a longer, I got all involved here. I got all hot and thinking about it. More involved answer than I planned. But this is the type of stuff that I'm going to put on that educational video for you guys, because there are so many people that rush through this, and it, you know, anal stuff is not a good thing to rush. So thanks for writing in and asking the question. And thank you so much for your patience in waiting for my reply. Okay, let's see. Moving on to the next one. Hey, I'm a young woman from Finland. I've been really active in the kinky scene of Finland for the past 5 or 6 years, and it's been the best time of my life. At first, I identified as a sub, as surprisingly many of young girls do, but quite soon found out I was more of a switch. I've started to date a really sweet guy about 4 months ago. We met at a kinky munch nearby where I live and instantly clicked. This guy is so hot, even a good friend of mine said, "If I fucked my subs, I'd totally fuck him." It was something I'd never heard her say. Well, I joked that, "I'll do that for you," and like 2 weeks from that, me and this guy were already dating. He's a huge fan of yours and told me to check out your podcast. I did, because I was curious about things he likes. Right away, I was hooked. Fun fact about me, I've had a bit of gender confusion back when I was younger. I thought I might be trans when I was a kid until something like 15 years old. So pegging is not really too far from my kinks. I'm bi and have used a strap-on with a girl before and loved it, although never have done it with a guy. Guys have asked me to play with their ass on more than one occasion. So, he told me about his love of pegging, and I didn't really say anything about it, but when we saw each other again, I was behind him, and I pressed against him, kinda jokingly, pushing against his beautiful ass. The joy in his eyes was so vivid, I could feel it. During the time we've been together, I've introduced him to other kinks. He is a sub, but I think he might have some interest in switching a tiny bit. Playing with his ass is quite a regular part of our sessions, and I love it. We had a trip to Berlin last week and bought some latex and fetish stuff and a couple of books about strap-on sex from a store called Other Nature. It's a queer alternative sex shop that sells awesome stuff, including Vixen Creations and spare parts. Got back from Berlin and we were playing around in bed and he mentioned that I should maybe try the spare parts harness on that he had. Well, I told him later that I really want to fuck you right now. We tried it on me and the fit was perfect. He's a bit of a... I'm not sure what this word means. H-I-F-I-S-T. But in the context, I think what it means is a perfectionist. He's a bit of a whatever that means. He has Tantus dildos, nothing wrong with that. I actually love the point he likes quality toys. So I played with his ass for a while. His ass almost fits my hand. I have really tiny hands, and I have fisted people before. Then he rode me, and I told him I wanted to try another position. We tried missionary and doggy style. It was awesome. Now, we have done it a few times and ordered the Aslan Minx harness and the Vixkin Johnny Bandit. Oh, Johnny, or was it the Bandit? Can't wait to try those. So anyway, the point of this message was thank you so very much. For us, this was the perfect way to get this specific kink out. And the person who wrote this in calls herself Frozen Butterfly, and she definitely gave me permission to use this nickname. Well, this is so cool that he sent you to my website to introduce you to the kink and how it fits so wonderfully with yours in terms of thinking initially that you might be trans and then having some bi experience with strap-ons with other women. So yes, this is like a match made in heaven here. How cool. I think the part of your message that I liked the most was you describing about kind of jokingly pressing against his lovely ass and you saw the joy in his eyes. I have seen that look before and it really is quite thrilling. It's like, oh my God, I'm going to get fucked and I love this. So good for you. I'm really happy for you too. And thank you so much for taking the time to write in and tell us your story and share it with us. And I am more than happy to help regarding being the information source for people looking for how to do this and getting into it for the first time. So, yeah, happy I was the one that you checked out and the website and everything. And good for you guys. Okay, next one. I wondered if you could lend me some of your expert advice. After reading your site, we ended up going for it and bought our first double, the Share. Amazing. Thank you. She loves it because it gives her a full feeling and she can easily orgasm from pegging with this double. I enjoyed it because it was manageable. That's an interesting word to use. After a while, we decided to graduate to the Real Dough Stout. She was wanting a bigger penetrating end. She loves the empowerment of having size. It was a bit overwhelming at first, but after a while, it felt incredible for both of us. The only complaint was that the insertable end for her was smaller than the Share, so she had a little less stimulation. Now she's wanting something larger to penetrate with, but we can't seem to find a double that is larger than the Stout, and she doesn't think that it would be as stimulating or exciting without something inside of her as well. Thought maybe you could help us. Thank you in advance. Oh, the research you guys make me do, I swear. Okay, I looked up all the measurements, and I even brought out a toy of my own and measured it. And here's what I know. First of all, you talk about starting off with the Share and then graduating to the Real Dough Stout. So in all of these toys with the doubles, what you've got are four sets of measurements. You have the length and the girth for what goes inside her and the length and the girth that go inside you. So what I'm going to do is give you measurements of three different toys. I'm going to ignore the share because the share was the first one you tried and you graduated from that to the Real Dough Stout. So I'm going to compare measurements between the Real Dough Stout, the share XL, which I'm not sure you knew existed, and one that is a brand new toy that's called the Enjoyous. Okay, so let's start off with the stout. The stout is 6.5 inches insertable. That means that's what's going up your ass. And the maximum diameter of the stout is 1.8 inches. So yeah, I can see why that would be a tad overwhelming in the beginning. That's a pretty good size cock. Now, what goes in her is just 2.5 inches in length and 1.5 inches in girth. So that may be, well, you mentioned that it was a little bit less than she preferred, and it sounded like that preference was the girth. Okay, so these other two toys that I'm going to tell you about are the Share XL, which I'm not sure if you knew existed, and one called Enjoyous. Let's start with the Share XL. Okay, the reason I'm bringing up the Share XL, I'm assuming that since you had the Share, you might know about the Share XL and maybe just didn't like the shape of it because it does have ridges and things and it can look a little intimidating, yes. But check out these measurements. Okay, it's 7 inches long, which is half an inch longer than your stout, and we're talking insertable length here. And then it varies because of those ridges from 1.5 in diameter to 1.9. Now, it's important to know this because on the website itself, in the Fun Factory website, it does say 1.5 in diameter, but I've seen that toy and I've held it, and I know that it's wider than that. So what they're giving you is the most narrow diameter, which is silly in my opinion, so I had to do even more research to get the correct measurements. It does vary from 1.5 to 1.9 in diameter, which is pretty damn wide. Then the part that goes inside her, the Fun Factory website, it says it's 1.37 in diameter, but I found a review that said it was 1.75. So it's got to be in there somewhere. I would tend to say it's 1.75 because if you put those two toys, just the pictures together, you can see that the bulb is clearly bigger on the XL than it is on the regular share. So I'm thinking it's in between there somewhere. Those bulbs are a little bit hard to measure that way because of the shape of them. And the length of the bulb that goes inside her is 3.4, so it's going to be longer as well. Okay. That brings us to the big guy. This is a new toy called Enjoyous, and it was originally designed to be the actual functional strapless strap-on. And I was given one at a show to try out for obvious reasons. I went over and introduced myself, and they said, oh yeah, and they gave me a whole setup. So here's the deal. I haven't tried it more than just once. And the reason I haven't tried it more than once is twofold. One is because it was not pleasant, and the other was because I haven't had a partner consistently to do the toy testing with. So, boo-hoo, wah-wah, don't shed any tears for me. Let's go back to the first point. It didn't fit very well. It was rather painful. That bulb on that side is freaking huge. Now, it's freaking huge for someone who doesn't have sex all the time, much less have sex with or play with toys that are big. So there's that, because some of us have bigger toys or have bigger men. So anyway, when I put it in, it was basically really painful to get in there, and it didn't stay in. It kept wanting to come out. And not only was it wanting to come out, but it was painful. So it did say it needed some getting used to, and I can't say I gave it a fair shot. That's why it's still in my cupboard, and that's why I still intend to try it out. But the measurements of the Enjoyous are thus. It is 6.75 inches long, so it's just a quarter inch longer than that stout that you have. And the diameter of what he gets fucked with goes from 1.75 to 2 inches. So it is a hefty toy. It is a challenge that you would have to work up to. It's one of those ones that gets wider at the base. Now that can be a bit of a thrill, but can also be a bit of a challenge. And those type of toys have to be handled carefully. The share is the same. The deeper you go, the wider it gets. So you guys might be used to that sort of a feel. And then the bulb, this is the cool part. The bulb goes from 1.75 inches to 2 inches in girth. So if what she wants is something that's really big, then that's something that would definitely fit the bill. I measured that myself. And once again, I say it's a little bit difficult to measure a diameter because of the curved shape of it. It's a little hard to describe. Enjoyus does sell those parts separately because they come apart, the bulb that goes in her and the big part that goes in you. Certainly can be used with a harness, but I'm giving you the measurements of the bigger one. They have two choices for attachments. That might fit the bulb perfectly, and all of these things that I've mentioned are 100% silicone, so you should have no problem with the quality of the toy. So that was rather interesting research, and and it was interesting to find out that measurements can vary depending on whose review you read or whose website you're on. That's why I pulled out my own toy with the Enjoyus. So there you go. I hope that's helpful. Let us know how it goes and what she likes and what you guys end up with, and good luck to you. Okay, here's my next one. Hi, Ruby. Just wanted to say your work is excellent. My wife and I have been doing this for almost 10 years. We started off by me just asking, and to my surprise, she said yes. We went through all the pitfalls of buying crappy harnesses and dildos. My wife was disappointed. Nothing felt tight to her body. She did the research and it paid off. She got an Aslan leather black and red harness. The dildo that she picked out was the Vixkin Buck. We used that for a while, then graduated to the Outlaw. What a difference. Have had the best orgasms ever. Experienced wet and dry orgasms. We don't do it all the time. She's a gym rat and has amazing stamina. We have vanilla sex, and I try to get her to orgasm as much as possible. When we do pegging, she focuses on me. I asked her a while back, what's in it for her? Well, she loves to please me. Loves the look on my face during pegging and when I climax. She knows how to work her dildo till I have a mind-altering climax. I would love to include a photo of her. Would love to show a small video of me climaxing when she pegs me. Well, I could go on for some time. I just wanted to say thank you for explaining to newcomers the issues with cheap toys. If you're going to do it right. Thanks again. Well, first I'm going to go right straight back to that mention of a photo of her or a small video of you climaxing. You know, if you guys want to send something like that in, I would be happy to put it up, or I would be happy to enjoy it on my own and not put it up, whatever your preference is. Long time ago in this blog, I kind of went, don't send me all kinds of things with naked people and people fucking. And now, you know, yeah, sure, go ahead and send them. I've mellowed over the years, haven't I? So I really appreciate you sending in this message, because it's awesome to hear from couples who have been doing this for so long. And it's awesome to hear how, yeah, they went through the same trials and tribulations with the crappy equipment and in the beginning and all that kind of stuff. How amazing is it that she just kind of said yes, and also how amazing is it that you had the courage to ask? So good on both of you. That's totally cool. I loved hearing also that she's a gym rat and she totally gets into it and knows exactly how to work that dildo, because I tell you, man, working out will give you the ability to do that and really focus on him and keep going until you get him to the moon and back. Yeah, that's my favorite metaphor, the moon and back. You're right with the equipment. If you're going to do it right. Thanks for writing in. That was an awesome message to read. Okay, so in preface for this next thing that I'm going to read you, what I'm going to confess here is that sometimes on these podcasts, it gets pretty damn complicated, okay? I get messages from everywhere, and it's really hard to keep track of them. In fact, one of you may have caught me in reading something twice. I read it on podcast 103 and then again on 109, I think. Anyway, The person who sent in that message very kindly informed me of that and said she really felt like a star because I read it twice. You know, that happens once in a while because I get pretty... There's so many windows open, and then I send messages to the people that write me, or I try to, and let them know that I read it on the podcast. I transfer them all to a Word document, and you get the picture. It's really complicated. So I do apologize if I've read this before, but you know what? I got another response from the person, and so I'm going to read all of the back and forths here. There's just his and mine, and then his again, because it deserves to be read. It sounds so familiar that I think I either read it and then decided not to include that in the podcast, or I have read it before. Nonetheless, with that incredibly long and boring disclaimer, here we go. So, I created an account just to write to you and not post on this forum because I'm still embarrassed. I have to thank you for a development in my life and I wanted to share. I was always turned on by pegging and women wearing strap-ons in general. I married my wife 2 years ago and we were very honest with each other. We had a ton of fun in bed and occasionally got weird with a little butt play with fingers. The entire time I really wanted her to peg me, but I thought she would think the wrong thing. Read gay. For some reason, there were two events that convinced me to bring it up with her. First was Bruce Caitlyn Jenner. Second was the gay marriage win at the Supreme Court. When we discussed both issues, she made it so clear that people shouldn't have to be afraid of who they are, etc. Finally, one night, we were both a little drunk, and I asked her, well, what if I wanted to be a woman? She told me that she would support me. I decided that it wasn't the right moment, but I would tell her about my little fantasy eventually. Flash forward 4 or 5 days, and I was dying to just tell her and get it off my chest. I was jerking off to pegging porn almost every day, and I was at this weird breaking point where I just had to tell her or I needed to bury this habit deep inside me. That night, I told her. I was being really weird in the kitchen, and she picked up on it. She asked me what was going on, and I kind of said, fuck it, under my breath. I want to give you the best recollection of the conversation since you're the expert and maybe this will help someone else. Me. Well, if I had something to tell you that was weird, like something I was into and you may think was really weird, could you be as accepting as you were to Bruce Jenner and the gay marriage people? Her. Of course. You are my husband, though, and you're freaking me out because I thought I married a man. Me. I know. Here it goes. I would like be into, like, maybe... you wearing a strap-on. Her. Oh my God, you scared me so much. Yes, I'm okay with that. I was worried you wanted to, like, watch me get fisted by a huge black guy or something. I can get behind this. From there, it was a few questions of why and how long have I wanted to and all of that. But basically, she was amazing. The next day, we ordered the Tantus Bend Over Immediate Kit. Bend Over Immediate Kit. That's hysterical. Okay. We ordered the Tantus Bend Over Intermediate Kit. It arrived, and she knew what was in the box. She told me to make sure the size is right, which I've done, and tomorrow night is the big night. At this point, I don't even know if I'm going to like it, but I wanted to thank you for your help in getting to this point. So I wrote this guy back and told him this. Sorry for the delay in responding. I was thinking of reading this on my podcast, but decided there was too much specific information about your conversation. And if you created a fake account on this forum, that perhaps you would prefer it not be read out loud on a podcast. I'm so happy for you that the road to pegging now lays before you. Congratulations on having the courage to ask for what you want. All the best, Ruby. P.S. Let me know when the deed is done. I want to play the celebratory music for you on my podcast. And then here's what he wrote back. And at this juncture, you guessed it, it's pegging celebration time and we are going to play that music. Hi, Ruby. I'm so glad you wrote back. Thanks so much. I apologize that it took me a while to see it because I don't use this account often. Listening to your podcast and reading your posts on this forum and your blog were instrumental in getting to talk with my wife about pegging. I don't think there is any chance she'll hear the podcast, so feel free to read my story if you'd like. As for an update, I'm happy to report that my wife pegged me and enjoyed the experience. She told me that while the act of fucking me really doesn't do anything for her, she loves seeing the amount of pleasure she gives me. She even asked to watch some porn that I liked to see what exactly turned me on, and was happy to take notes for our sessions. Overall, the experience has been so much fun for both of us, and I can't thank you enough. I'm happy to share more details about the conversations we had, the experience itself, if you think passing it on to your listeners is helpful. Thanks again. You know, either I have read this a whole bunch of times or have read it twice because it sounds so familiar. But anyway, I hope you enjoy it, even if it's a repeat. Any kind of information that you have about the conversations you two have would help, because I think this is an area that a lot of men struggle with. Clearly you did. And the reason I'm thinking I read this before is because I said the way that you presented this was the exact example of how not to do it. And I don't mean to criticize you, sir. I know. I give you so much credit for actually taking a deep breath and talking to her about it. But you presented it like you had leukemia. That's how I phrase it. And that's how Dan Savage talks about it. When you present a kink, it would be awesome, all of you listening out there, if you can actually take a deep breath, let go of your nervousness. And I know this is not easy to do. And present it as if it's something that's really exciting, that you're excited about, that there's no negative part about it, and that you just really want to check something out, and would they be up for it? As opposed to presenting it like, ooh, I don't know, this is kind of scary, this is something you might not like, this is something that might freak you out. I know all of the reasons why we do this, and I include myself too, because I did this, okay? I approached my two ex-husbands about pegging in exactly the same manner, and they flat out turned me down. So, the reason that we do it is because we're so afraid of rejection. Of course that's it, and the longer the relationship you have, the more you have invested. And so, yeah, I get why you do it, but if there's any way, any of you listening out there that are at that stage where you are getting ready to approach your partner, try and do it the way that doesn't have a whole bunch of fear wrapped up in it. I mean, some time ago, I had an interaction on the internet, writing some letters back and forth to a woman named Strap-on Joe. Now, the name is self-explanatory. She's got a hell of a lot of experience with that. Her advice to the men was, you know, if you can let go of the fear, it's the best thing, because women can smell fear from a mile away. They're like a dog, right, that can smell fear. So if you're really afraid to approach your partner with this, that makes it harder for them to get past that fear that's like oozing out of your pores and hear what you have to say and hopefully be okay with it. So yes, I am really glad that you got past that point. And I love her response. It's like, whoa, I thought you wanted something really weird. This is not that big of a deal. I'm down with this. That's totally awesome. Not that there is anything wrong with being fisted by a big black guy. So don't think that I'm calling that weird, because I'm not. So yes, that was an interesting note as well. The other thing I thought was interesting was how you said she even asked to watch some porn to see what turned you on and took notes for your sessions. This is the GGG wife here. Totally awesome. And I am really glad that you guys went down that path, made it through everything, kept communicating, got to the point of experiencing the wonderful pegging together, and send all the details you want. I'm sure our listeners would be happy to hear, and so would I. All right, we're going to leave it there at the beginning of this Labor Day weekend. There are links in my blog for you to follow me on Twitter, @ruby_rider. I've got the mealy mouth thing at the end here. There's also links on my blog for you to follow me on Facebook. I love it when people like my page. It's a thrill every time. You can subscribe to my blog there, because there's lots of cool stuff that shows up on the blog that doesn't show up on the podcasts. My podcast is available through the various podcast downloader apps, whatever you like to use the best, or it can be streamed directly from my blog at peggingparadise.com. If you are into iTunes, you can absolutely access it there as well. When you check out the products that I talk about in the podcast following the links on my Linkorama, remember that purchasing through enticeme.com not only guarantees that you will have the highest quality, body-safe, non-toxic pleasure products, you'll be supporting my work here too at Pegging Paradise. And don't forget to use the coupon code RUBY for 20% off. Now, after I've read that little blurb, I'm going to tell you something special that I mentioned in the last podcast that I put up. And what that is that this Labor Day weekend, a sale is happening, okay? Entice Me has a special collection of products for you to peruse through, pleasure products, and they're deeply discounted to the point where you're going to have to ask her what brands they are if it's something that interests you. But I highly recommend that you do, especially you pegging aficionados, because there's some real deals in there and there's not very many of them. If you've been waiting to buy a really spectacular harness, please check the harnesses out and ask her what kind they are and have fun with those prices, because you're not going to find better prices anywhere else. It only lasts through the weekend, including Monday, the holiday. So those prices are going to be good until Monday at midnight. There's a whole bunch of other toys in there as well that might interest you that are at amazingly low prices. So check them all out. See what you like. And I will put a link to that sale on my Linkorama. And what else here? You can feel free to call me at 805-500-6544 with whatever you want. Or you can write me at ruby@peggingparadise.com. Thank you all very much for downloading and listening, and happy pegging!